సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. ఓం. పేజ్ 156 వర్స్ 18. న దృష్టిర్లుప్ ద్రష్టు చక్షురాదిర్యథైవ తత్ నహి ద్రష్టురితిరుక్తం తస్మాద్ద్రష్టా సదైకదృక్. Shankaracharya talking about two types of seers. One is Savikara Drashta, another is Nirvikara Drashta. Savikara Drashta is Pramata, the Chidabhasa Sahita Chaitanyam or Ahankara. We call it as mind. Mind is is the Savikara Drashta. Sakshi is the Nirvikara Drashta, non-changing experiencer, non-changing observer. This Savikara Drashta is Anitya Drashta, temporary seer. Savikara Drashta is the temporary seer, Anitya Drashta. Whereas Sakshi Chaitanyam is Nitya Drashta. In all the three avasthas, Sakshi Drashta is available. Sakshi Drashta is available in all the three avasthas, Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti. Whereas mind is available, active mind is available only in Jagrat Avastha. Partially active mind is available in Swapnavastha, but that also not available in Sushupti Avastha. That is why Anitya Drashta, the mind is not like Sakshi Chaitanyam. This Sakshi Chaitanyam will never be absent like the mind, the Pramata. In deep sleep, there is no pramata, there is no knower. So mind is passive. This is one level of understanding, one stage of understanding. Not only that, the mind is always active when it is seeing objects. It can be only behind that sense organ. And that particular sense organ activity, the mind is behind that only. When you are seeing the forms, mind is behind the forms only. When you are hearing the sound, mind is behind only sound, not behind the forms. Mind cannot be simultaneously behind all sense organs. Mind cannot be there behind all sense organs at a time, simultaneously. In everyday life we are seeing that, but we don't observe that, that's all. Best example, when you are writing the notes, you miss my points. When you want to hear, you cannot write. When you want to write, you cannot hear. Even though some sound is going on, the point you cannot grasp. Why? Because mind is not there behind. Mind is there behind where what you are writing, but mind is not there behind the ears what Swamini is talking. That is why what Swamini said, next point, you go on thinking, it won't come to your mind. It won't come because mind has not registered. Nice. Our day-to-day experience, many times when a person is doing one thing, he cannot remember other thing, he cannot notice other thing.
When you are watching the TV, people are walking in between you. You don't know who went that side. You didn't notice like that. This is also very important observation. But Sakshi Chaitanyam is there. Sakshi Chaitanyam, where the observer is there behind all actions. Uniformly. I am conscious of that I am writing. I am conscious of that I am not hearing also. I am conscious of that I am understanding. I am conscious of that I am not understanding also. I am conscious of everything, but mind cannot do simultaneously all those things. Now see the difference between pramata, the mind, and the sakshi chaitanyam, consciousness. Na lupyate, that is what he says. Look into the shloka. Nahi drishtihi, nahi drishtihi lupyate. Yatha chakshuradehe iva. Just like ears, nose, all sense organs, when they are functioning, they are not all the time functioning. When they want their objects to receive, then only they function. Otherwise, they don't function. They are all very disciplined. Disciplined in incapacity. They have incapacity. Chakshuhu. Drashtuhu na lupyate. Drashtuhu drishtihi na lupyate. This is a very important word. Nahi drishter drashtuhu viparilopo vidyate avinashitvadana. So drashtuhu drishtihi. This sakshi chaitanyam, the observer, the seer number one, its drishti, observing capacity, never be absent. Even in sleep also. After waking up, you say, I slept well, you say. Therefore, na lupyate. Nahi drashtuhu iti uktam. Uktam means shruti uktam. In shruti, Brihadaranyakopanishad, it is said, 4.3.23, it is said, tasmat drashta sada ekadrik. Therefore, drashta, the seer number one, is ekadrik, always the seer only. Svayam jyotihi ityarthah. Ekadrik. There is no difference. Ekadrik. Only one. This is called vaidharmya drishtantah. Unlike mind, ears, and nose, all these senses are unlike them. Mind is knowing so many things, different things, through different objects. Through different sense organs, knowing the different objects. But when you are seeing through your eyes and you are listening, you are listener, you are seer, you are taster, and all these names are changing. Taster is not listener, listener is not seer, seer is not smeller, smeller is not walker, walker is not talker. Talker, walker, all are different. But this talker, walker, seer, smeller, there is one, two letters are continuously coming. What are they? ER, ER, ER. Behind smeller, the mind is not a listener. Behind the listener, mind is not a talker. Talker mind is not a listener mind. But Sakshi Chaitanya, behind listener, behind smeller, behind a talker, behind walker, because you know I am walking, you know you are talking, you know you are smelling, you know you are etc. etc. I need not say all of them. You know everything. That is the meaning here. Ekadrik. Ekadrik. Sakshi Chaitanyam alone is one. Having said this much, now this Sakshi Saksham. Drik Drishya Viveka is over. Now what is our job? Shankaracharya say, I have given sufficiently how to do drigdrishya viveka, sakshi saksha viveka,
now you have to do this job on your own. And சொல்லி அவரே சொல்றாரு என்ன பண்ணணும். What you have to do, I will tell you, I will help you. Come on, question yourself. Do enquiry. Question yourself. Am I this body? Am I this sense organ? Am I this mind? Like that question. Start questioning. That questioning you have to do in this manner. Model paper they give. Exam ku pogumbodhu model paper. You have to answer that paper. Now Shankaracharya, just like that, he gives a model paper. You have to question like this. What is that? Questions. Verse number 19. We will read that shloka. Sanghato vasmi bhutanam karanam tadhaiva cha vyastam vanyatamo vasmi ko vasmi iti vicharayet. கோவா கோவா இல்ல வருதுன்னா பால் கோவா கோ கஹா வா தட் இஸ் நவ் சோ மெனி க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரைஸ் ஹவு டு டூ நிதித்தியாசனம் எவ்ரிடே இன் திஸ் மேனர் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ வைல் வாக்கிங் டாக்கிங் வைல் டூயிங் ஆல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ இன்டர்னலி திஸ் விசாரா ஹேஸ் டு கோ ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் பூதானாம் சங்காத்தஹ அஸ்மிவா க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் ஒன் பூதானாம் சங்காத்தஹ அஸ்மிவா சங்காத்தஹ மீன்ஸ் குரூப் ஆம் ஐ தி அசெம்பிளேஜ் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் பூதானாம் ஆகாஷ வாயு அக்னி ஆபஹ பிருத்திவி ஆம் ஐ தி அசெம்பிளேஜ் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஆம் ஐ கிராஸ் பாடி Am I gross body? That is the meaning of Bhutanam Sanghatah. Am I gross body? Question number one. You have to ask it on your own. Stand in front of the dressing table. Look at your body. Am I this gross body? Question number one. Full stop. Question number two. Tatha, in the same way, Tatha cha karananam கரணானாம் சங்காதஹ அஸ்மிவா சங்காதஹ அஸ்மிவா யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை கரணானாம் சங்காதஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆம் ஐ தி அசெம்பிளேஜ் ஆஃப் ஆல் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ் கரண மீன்ஸ் ஐஸ் இயர் நோஸ் ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் குரூப் ஆஃப் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் பஞ்ச கர்மேந்திரியாணி பஞ்ச ஜானேந்திரியாணி தேர் குரூப் That means, am I subtle body, am I sukshma shariram, or am I mind karananam? Because mind also antakkaranam, chakshurindriyam also karanam. Am I instrument like we are using, you know, chisel and all, like that upakaranavat, am I like that? You have to question. Kutharadivat, kutharan, axe. So many things we are using now, instruments. In the Dasara time, you put all of them, Aravamani, Aravamani, so many instruments. Am I like that? Kuthara, etc. Karananam, Sanghataha, Ahamasmi, am I? That subtle body or sense organs, assemblage. Then, next question. Vyastam va Ahamasmi or separately? Am I? Yastha means individually, each one is Atma, each one known part of the body, eyes are Atma, or mind is Atma, or body is Atma, yastha, separately you take, each one is Atma, or each one is myself, differently, deham pranam api indriyanya pichalam buddhincha sunyam viduhu, where? தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்தோத்திரம் லைக் தட் ஈச் ஒன் இஸ் ஆத்மா லைக் தட் வியஸ்தம் செப்பரேட்லி இண்டிவிஜுவல்லி ஈச் ஒன் இஸ் ஆத்மா ஆர் தட் இஸ் தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் வியஸ்தம் வா அஸ்மி ஆர் வ்யஸ்தம் அஸ்மி வா? Am I separately, separately, each one is Atma, am I? Third, fourth question. Anyatamaha va asmi? Anyatamaha means as any one of them, as any one of the instrument. Am I the mind or am I the buddhi? Any one of the instrument. Vyasta means am I in every instrument? Am I every instrument? Or am I one of the instrument? Or one of them? Kahava asmi iti? Who am I among all this? Am I gross body? Or am I subtle body? Or am I mind separately? Or am I eyes? Am I nose? Am I? Like that you have to question. Am I buddhi? Have you questioned any time? If you have not questioned, now onward start questioning. The question, questioner should come, then answer will come later. Questionere varla enna answer eppadi varum? You have to question. This is called appointment with yourself. Who will interview? If you go to office, any office, ask boss will interview. Here, in self-inquiry, who interviews you? You have to interview yourself. This is called appointment with yourself. Self-appointment. When? Tomorrow morning 8:30. Self-appointment. Correct then? At least start one time. Then slowly half day, then full day. Start appointment. First start half an hour minimum every day. No time and chala kuda. Okay. You have to start. Just say, I belong to which one? Kahava asmi iti vicharayet. May you do vicharana. May you start inquiry asking like this. See Acharya how nicely is giving clue how to do sadhana. This much also we are giving, we are not planning. We are planning for so many things other than this. Plan. When you look at the mirror, immediately this 19th shloka should come in your mind. That is the way of study, proper study. Next shloka. Now, you have done inquiry. What conclusion should come? Not like Dehatmavadi, Pranatmavadi, Manatmavadi, Madhuri, you are the answer. Ippudu varanonu solraru avaru. Your answer should be like this. 20th shloka. If your inquiry is correct, the answer should come like this. What is the answer? 20th shloka. Vyastam naham samastam vam. பூதமிந்திரியமேவவாம் ஜ்ஞேயத்வாத் கரணத்வாச்ச ஜ்ஞாதான்யோஸ்மாத்வகடாதிபத் ஜ்ஞாதான்யோஸ்மாத்வகடாதிபத். வெரி நைஸ் ஸ்லோகம். கடாதிபத் லைக் பாட் etc. Ghatadivat. Like pot, anything else, any object, as I am seeing, gneyatvat, because I know them. Ghatadivat, gneyatvat. Where is ghatadivat? Where is gneyatvat? Second line, last word, ghatadivat. If you thoroughly understand these two slokas, very, very simple to claim Aham Brahmasmi. We should not listen casually. Just deeply grasp the content of the shloka. Ghatadivat, just like a pot, gneyatvat. Ghatadivat, gneyatvat. Just like pot, because pot is known. Pot is known. Pot is known. I never miss the pot. Okay. Ghata adivat. Ghata adipadat clip. Adipadat book. Adipadat etc. etc. and jodharat kaya mood kaam ikkana. Okay. This is known. பாட் இஸ் நோன், கிளிப் இஸ் நோன், புக் இஸ் நோன். ஆதிபதாத் புஸ்தக கிளிப்புவத் கடாதிவத். சோ வாட் வை கட 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 யூ ஆர் கேச்சிங் நவ் ஜ்னேயத்வாத் பிகாஸ் தே ஆர் நோன் பை மீ. Part, clip, book, known by you or not? Known by you? Ghata adivati. Gneyatvat, a word is in the second line, first word. Gneyatvat. Then, karanatvat. Karanatvat. Eyes, ears, nose, all these are karanams. Indriyas are all karanams. Karanam means what? Means of knowledge. Karanam or pramanam. It's a means of knowledge. You, through the eyes you get rupa jnanam, through the ears you get shabda jnanam, it serves as a means, upakaranam. Through all hands also a upakaranam. You lift the object, through the legs upakaranam, you walk. They're all serving as karanam, indriyams are all as instruments. Since they are known by me, what are all? Body is also known by me, like part. Indriyams are also known by me, karanams, they are also known by me, like any other instrument. Like any other instrument, they are also known by me. Even include jadatvat also, because they are jadam, they are known by me. Gneyatvat, karanatvachya. So what? Vyastam. ந அஹம், அஹம் ந வ்யஸ்தம். ஈச் ஒன், வ்யஸ்தம் வேர்ட் ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோக விசா, வ்யஸ்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஈச் ஒன் இஸ் ஆத்மா. வ்யஸ்தம் அஹம் ந, ஈச் ஒன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் மீ. ஈச் ஒன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் மீ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஐ எம் நெய்தர் ஐஸ் நார் நோஸ் நார் மைண்ட் ஆர் பாடி. ஈச் ஒன் இஸ் நாட் மீ. வ்யஸ்தம் வா அஹம் ந அஸ்மி. Am I samastam? All put together. That's why whenever I ask, which one you are? I used to ask the question. In this whole body, which one you are? Are you head? Are you right hand, left hand? No, Swamini. Totally put together I am. They are telling or not? Samastam. Samastam is all of them put together. Am I? That answer only people give. சமஸ்தம் ந அஹமஸ்மி. ஈவன் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் புட் டுகெதர் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் நாட். ந அஹமஸ்மி. ஆர் பூதம் இந்திரியமேவவா. ந அஹமஸ்மி. பூதம் இந்திரியமேவவா. ஐ ஆம் நெய்தர் சிங்கிள், ஈச் ஒன் ஐ ஆம் நாட். ஈவன் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் புட் டுகெதர் ஐ ஆம் நாட். ஐ ஆம் நாட் தட் பாடி மைண்ட். ஐ ஆம் நாட் த கிராஸ் பாடி. Bhutam means gross body, Indriyam means subtle body. I am not Bhuta Indriyam Evava Na Ahamasmi. Why? Gneyatvat, Karanatvat, Ghatadivat. Since they are known by me, like an object. Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu nitya. Drishyatvat, Ghatavat. Whatever is known by me, seen by me, is not me. Jadatvat, because they are jadam, they are known by me, they are different from me. Therefore, I am not any one individual. Also, I am not all elements. I am none of them. Then who am I? Gnata asmat. Anyaha, the knower of all this, different from all of them. All of them are middle part. Oh, this body, very close, very proximate. Vinata, the knower of eyes, the knower of head, the knower of mind, the knower of the body. The knower of each organ, each sense organ, upakaranam. The knower is always different from the known. Since they are all known by me, I am the knower, subject. Subject is always different from the object, knower. Knower is different from the known, known is different from the knower. Subject is different from the object, object is different from the subject. Now, am I subject or object? I am subject. Why I am not object? Object is jadam. Object is inert. Shariram is inert. Sense organs are inert. Jadam achetanam, I am not. I am chetana, atma, jnata number one. Seer number one. Nirvikara jnata. Ahamasmi. Next verse. You have to supply bhavati. Jnata asmad anyaha bhavati. The knower of all these body, mind, sense organs must be different. Therefore, I am the jnata. Are you the knower of your body or not? Are you the knower of your mind or not? Are you the knower of your buddhi or not? Therefore, they are not you. You have to say what? I am different from them. Mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham nacha srotra jimhe nacha ghrana netre nacha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuhu. I am not stula shariram nacha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuhu. Na mano buddhi citta ahankara naham. I am not the sukshma shariram. Then who am I? Jnata sachidananda swarupoham chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham shivan shantam shivam advaitam chaturtham manyante sa atma sa vijneyaha anna shivam. Next shloka. Nice? Very nice. Verse 21. Atma agne rindhana buddhi. Avidya kama karma bhihi. Deepita prajvalatyesha. Dvarai shrotradibhissada. Very, very interesting. Practical lessons. These are all called practical lessons. If you start doing this way of observation, easily you can establish in your real nature. Simple. Now look into the shloka. Atma. Now he brings an example. Agni, Homakunda, oblations. Because that example is familiar. In the Homakunda, there is a fire. In that fire you put lot of oblations. Ghee, milk, so many other dravyams are all you are putting. Similarly, your whole body is like a Homakunda. Atma is the Agni. Buddhi is like a fuel. All sense objects are oblations. And each sense organ is like a priest. 5 priests or 10 priests you can keep. Pancha Jnana Indriyani, Pancha Karma Indriyani. 10 priests are there sitting. And 10 outside objects you can take, different objects. 10 edukle romba heavy irukum. 5 we can take. Jnana Indriyani, inputs. Because Karma Indriyani happens to be outputs. Let us take inputs. In Homakunda you put inside only, no? Therefore input. 5 priests, 5 homa dravyams. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. That oblation. These 5 sense organs priests are offering to that fuel. It is like a fuel to the buddhi. They are going inside. This oblation. Buddhi is the fuel. And Agni is the Atma. Atma is compared to Agni, fire. Suppose fire is not there. Homakunda is there. Fuel is there. Lot of oblations are there. What do you do? priests are there sitting. Priests are sitting. Homakunda is there. Lot of five dravyams are there. If Agni is not there, what is the use? You cannot call it as Yajna. Agni is very important. Atma is like Agni. Body is like Homakunda. Buddhi is like Indhanam, fuel. Vishayaha, sense objects, they are like oblations. Your sense are gone, through them you are offering the objects to the Buddhi. Buddhi is experiencing all of them because of fire Atma, the consciousness. Because Buddhi is inert, sense organs are inert, and objects are also inert. How inert object, inert sense organs can have an experience without fire-like Atma? Nice example. Sit and meditate on this whole thing. Now look into the shloka. Now you got the picture? Imagination. Atma Agnihi. Atma means Osi. Original consciousness. Agnihi. Buddhihi Indhana. Indhana, Strilingam. Because Buddhi is Strilingam. RC, Buddhi, Ahankara. It serves like a fuel. Indhana. Avidya kama karma bhihi. Atma agnihi in agnihi. Then buddhihi indhana. Avidya kama karma bhihi prajvalati. Deepita. Deepita means kindled or experienced. Experienced. In Atma fire, Buddhi is the experiencer because of what? Fanning. Fanning also important. After putting oblations, the priest does what? Fanning. What is the fanning here now? Avidya, kama, karma. Ignorance. Avidya, mula avidya. Self-ignorance is the cause for kama, desire. That desire is the cause for karma. You desire to see something, TV program, you have desire. Because of ignorance, the TV program gives ananda. That notion is because of ignorance. Therefore, you switch on the TV. Karma. Switching on the TV is called karma. Switching on the TV is because of desire to see the TV, because the TV program gives ananda, that is avidya. Avidya kama karma vihi. TV or something else, anything you can take. The only rupa vishaya I am telling. Shabda vishaya you can take, gandha vishaya you can take, or rasa vishaya you can take, sparsha vishaya also you can take. Any vishaya for that matter. It is born out of ignorance, and ignorance born desire, desire born action. Avidya kama karma vihi deepita. They are all kindled, means they are all experienced. Deepita means here experienced. Yatha srotradhivehi, yatha, second line, yatha deepita sada srotradhivehi. Just as all the time you are getting experience, rupa jnanam, I experience the forms. Rupa jnanam deepita means experience. Shabda jnanam, rasa jnanam, gandha jnanam. That is the meaning of shrotra adibhi. Shrotra means ears. Adipadat, eyes, nose, tongue, skin, five jnanendriya. Shrotra adibhi. Sada, all the time. All the time means in Jagradavastha, ityarthaha. Now he is going to talk about Jagradavastha, Sapnavastha and Sushupti Avastha. In three avasthas, when all sense organs are very active, when they are experiencing shabda, rupa, rasa, gandha, objects, forms, colors, sounds, taste, smell, so many things you are experiencing in Jagradavastha. Sada Jagradavasthayam. சோ லைஃப் இஸ் என் யாகா. யூ ஆர் டூயிங் எவ்ரிடே யாகா. வேதத்துல சொன்ன யாகம் பண்றோமோ இல்லையோ, இந்த யாகம் மாத்திரம் பண்றோம். மத்திய மத்திய பானியம் ஆளுதோ, ஐ வாண்ட் டு புட் சம்திங் இன் மை மவுத், சம்திங் ஐ வாண்ட் டு எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம். சதா ஸ்ரோத்ராதிபிஹி துவாரைஹி, தேர் ஆல் சர்விங் லைக் என்ட்ரி கேட்ஸ். தேர் ஆல் கால்ட் என்ட்ரி கேட்ஸ். ரூப ரூப என்டரிங் த்ரூ த ஐஸ், சவுண்ட் இஸ் என்டரிங் த்ரூ த இயர்ஸ், டேஸ்ட் இஸ் என்டரிங் த்ரூ த டங், டச் இஸ் என்டரிங் த்ரூ த ஸ்கின், ஸ்மெல் இஸ் என்டரிங் த்ரூ த நோஸ். துவாரைஹி ஸ்ரோத்ராதிபிஹி துவாரைஹி தீபிதா எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸஸ். ஐ சா, ஐ ஹர்ட், ஐ டேஸ்ட், ஐ ஸ்மெல், ஐ ஐ ஐ ஐ டச், ஐ வாக், ஐ லிஃப்ட், ஐ சிட், ஐ ஐ எவ்ரி டைம் வி ஆர் யூசிங். தீபிதா பிரஜ்வலதி ஏஷா, பிரஜ்வலதி ஏஷா, ஏஷா புத்திஹி, திஸ் புத்தி பிரஜ்வலதி, சோ ஆக்டிவ், சோ பிரைட். ஐ நோ திஸ், ஐ நோ திஸ், கோ ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் டாக்கிங். வாட் யூ நோ? ஈதர் யூ நோ சப்த, ஆர் யூ நோ ஸ்பர்ஷ, ஆர் யூ நோ ஸ்மெல், சம் கந்த, அதர் தேன் ஃபைவ் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ். தட் இஸ் வை தேர் கால்ட் ஜ்ஞான இந்திரியாணி. அதர் தேன் சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்த, யூ டெல் மீ எனிதிங் எல்ஸ். யூ நோ எனிதிங் யூ சே ஐ நோ, எய்தர் இட் ஹேஸ் டு கம் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபைவ். தீபிதா பிரஜ்வலதி ஏஷா புத்திஹி, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? ஆத்மனா, அக்னி. அக்னி இல்லைன்னா வாட் ஃபயர், வாட் ஃபியூல், வாட் ஆபிலேஷன்? சிமிலர்லி ஆத்மா லென்ஸ் சென்சியன்சி டு த புத்தி, அண்ட் புத்தி பிகம்ஸ் சென்சியன்ட், அண்ட் தட் புத்தி த்ரூ த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் இட் கோஸ் அவுட் அண்ட் டேக்ஸ் த சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் and offer to the mind inside. So as though atma experiencing. Now in jagrat avastha this atma is known as vishvaha, svapna avastha tejasaha, sushupti avastha prajnaha. Three shlokas for each one, one one shloka. Now 22nd shloka for Vishwa, Jagrat Avastha. Then 23rd Shloka, Taijasa, Swapna Avastha. Then 24, Swapna. 23 also Jagrat only. And 25, Swapna, Prajna. A beautiful presentation. See how genius Acharya. We are also reading, studying Mandukya. We read also. We have learned also. But in the Magrilla, arrange பண்ணணும் எல்லாமே. Mentally you have to do that. Now look into the 22nd shloka. How the Jagrat Avastha time all we are experiencing, you know, he is presenting now. Vekar Vishwaha Dakshinakshi Pradhaneshu யதா புத்திர் விஷ்டேஷ்டதே விஷயைர் ஹவிஷாதீப்த ஆத்மாக்னி ஸ்தூல புக்தரா. தக்ஷிணாக்ஷி பிரதானேஷு, இன் ஜாக்ரத அவஸ்தா வி see the objects. Acharya giving for one example, in Jagrat Avastha you use your sense organs. That Homakunda example he has presented, now he is telling how this function is going on in this Homakunda, in Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha and Sushupti Avastha. He says in Jagrat Avastha the right eye, Dakshina Akshi, the right eye is very powerful. Among all sense organs, eyes are 90% of knowledge you are receiving through the eyes. Other sense organs you are receiving only from them 10% of knowledge. 90% of knowledge is through the eyes only. And among those two eyes, the right eye is given more important. Dakshinakshi Purushahan, Mandukya Upanishad. Dakshinakshi, Dakshina means right, Akshi means eye, Pradhaneshu. Yada, when this process of experience happens, yada, when, he says, this is the time where all the sense organs take the vishayas and offer to the buddhi inside. Kuchi buddhi is become sentient because of atma agni. In jagravastha, yada, dakshinakshi pradhaneshu. It dakshinakshi represents all indriyeshu. Only one upalakshanam he has given. You have to supply all other sense organs also. Right side, right eye only seeing, left eye paakalayanna. Left eye also seeing, but pradhanama. So dakshinakshi pradhaneshu. But that is why he is using bahuvachanam, pradhaneshu. Among all the sense organs, right eye is the most powerful organ in all sense organs. Vicheshtate buddhihi. Buddhihi vicheshtate. Buddhi start functioning. Vicheshtate. Vicheshtate means vyaparaha. Seeing activity, hearing activity. Vyaparavati bhavati ityarthaha. Buddhihi vicheshtate means buddhihi, our intellect or our mind, our antakkaranam becomes active. Vyaparavati bhavati. Vicheshtate means it becomes active. Now your buddhi is active or not? It has to be active. Because you are looking at me and you are hearing my words. Vicheshtate. Vyaparam. Activity is doing. Buddhi vicheshtate. Then, vishayehi havisha deepta atma agnihi. Atma tada agnihi sthulabhuk. Now you look into the word, second line. Vishayaihi havisha dipta. Vishayaihi. Previous shloka he gave the homakunda example. What are all in homakunda we are using? And what are all our body side? Comparison done. Now exact activity happening now. Havisha, vishayas, sense objects are oblations. Rupa vishaya, shabda vishaya, where they are going? Entering. Going inside the buddhi. Yes, that is called here vishaya avisha dita. Sense are shabda vishaya, rupa vishaya, rasa vishaya, all the objects which are sounds, forms, tastes, etc. Deepta, they are experienced. I heard, I saw, I taste. A very nice taste. Nice smell. And sound also will do. And when you taste also make sound. And when you look also you show the expression. Humma nanna irukku. Kannu apdi widen your eyes. This is called dipta. Doing or not? That is called experience. Dipta means experience. Anubhava. Dipta. So what na? Tada. Atma tada. Agnihi. Sthulabhuk. At that time, that atma is called sthulabhuk. Sthula means grass. Bhuk means not book, but enjoyer. Whole bomb. Mandukya Upanishad, he lifts that from whole mantra. He lifts from the Vishwaha mantra where comes, that he lifts here. A prayer bodily lifted and it's all Vishwa book, Sthula book. Sthula book. Enjoyer, experiencer of gross objects. Who? Atma Agnihi. Agni is consciousness here. Atma, the consciousness principle, as though it is experiencing through the buddhi. ரியல்லி புத்தி பிகேம் சென்சியன்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா அக்னிஹி தட் டைம் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் ஸ்தூலபுக் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஆஃப் கிராஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். நவ் யூ ஆர் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் கிராஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். சோ யுவர் நேம் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட்? வேக்கர். Waker is one who experiences the gross objects. Experience of gross objects, how do you know? When your sense organs directly, pratyakshama, directly when they are seeing forms, pratyakshama, directly they are receiving sounds, directly they are smelling, directly, pratyakshama, when they are actively doing, you are waker. Waker ki definition, when they are actively functioning, directly experiencing, you are called Sthula Bhuk. Another name is called Vishwaha. Sthula Bhuk Vishwaha. Now you are waker. You, the Pramata, is waker, but really because of Atma only. Therefore, that Atma gets the name temporarily Waker or Vishwaha. Now you are, all of you are Vishwaha or not? Huh? You are Vishwaha. You are seeing the gross forms now and gross sounds you are hearing pratyakshma directly. That is why he says, Tada Atma Agnihi Sthula Bhuk Bhavati Vishwaha Bhavati. Nice. Now you see the Prakrana Grandha's beauty. You don't get this type of explanation in the Upanishad. Upanishad straight away teaches. அந்த மந்திரம் படிச்சு இதெல்லாம் தெரியுமா நமக்கு? That's a Prakrana Grandha study is very very important. In Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita, you don't get this. Bhagavad Gita, one more Brahma, Panam Brahma, Vi, Brahma, Agnau. Another type of mantra that is. Sloka, like that. Now come to Taijasa. Not Taijasa, Vishwa only. We will read this sloka 23. Ho yante tu havishi ti ti te tu havim shi ti rupa di grahane smaran araga dvesha atmagnau ஜாக்ரத் தோஷைர்ன லிப்யதே. வாட் ஃபார் தி ஹோல் ஸ்டடி? ஹோமகுண்டா, ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ், ஃபயர், சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆஃபரிங் டு த புத்தி ஆத்மா அக்னி. வாட் ஃபார் திஸ் விசாரா, திஸ் அனாலிசிஸ்னா? ஃபார் திஸ் பர்பஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ இன் திஸ் மேனர். What he says, look into the first line, Rupadi Grahane, by receiving the forms, sounds, etc. Rupa means forms. Adipadat Shabda, Rasa, taste, smell, touch, Grahane, by receiving them, Aragad Dveshaha, there is no any raga dvesha to me, the atma really speaking. Even though I receive them, I the atma am not touched by them. Araga dveshaha smaran, you have to think. Smaran, I the atma am not having any attachment or aversion while I am receiving the objects like sounds, forms, etc. Araga dveshaha smaran havimshi atmagnau havimshi. These forms, colors, sounds, they are all like oblations I am offering inside. Havimshi in what? Atmagnau, in Atma Agni. In the consciousness, see, if the Atma Agni is not there, your eyes cannot, thought cannot go out, it cannot receive the form, it cannot send inside, it cannot form an experience without Atma. That's why Atma Agnau, Havimshi Atma Agnau, ஹூயந்தி, தேர் ஆஃபோர்ட் இன் த ஃபயர் கால் ஆத்மா, த செல்ஃப், தேர் ஆஃபோர்ட் டு த செல்ஃப், நாட் டு த இனர்ட் புத்தி, நாட் டு த இனர்ட் மைண்ட். யூ ஆர் ஆஃபரிங் இன்சைட். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தே கெனாட் கோ அவுட், தே கெனாட் கம் பேக் வித்வுட் ஆத்மா. As long as Agni is there, all oblations are relevant. Similarly, without Atma, Buddhi, the thought cannot go out through the sense organs, it cannot receive the objects, it cannot send back to the Antakkaranam. Therefore, Atma Agnau, Havimshi Atma Agnau, Huyante, offered. Huyante means offered. What are all offered? Shabda Vishaya, Rupa Vishaya, Gandha Vishaya. All objects are offered. Atma Agnau. Then what? Jagrat. Jagrat doshaihi na lipyate. In the waking state, so many rupa vishaya, they have their own limitation. They have their dosha. Jagrat dosha. Shabda vishaya dosha is there. And rupa vishaya, they have lot of defects, lot of demerits. Am I touched by them? In Dravyam also, there is any defect. Agni is going to be affected by them. Agni is going to be affected by them. Similarly, I, the Atma, am not going to be affected by them. This is most important sloka. I remember Homakunda. I remember all oblations. The underlining point, silver line, you know, you have to underline here. ஜாக்ரத் தோஷைஹி ந லிப்யதே. ஐ எம் நாட் ஆத்மா, ஐ எம் நாட் எஃப்ளிக்டட் பை தி ஜாக்ரத் சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்த தோஷ. வெனவர் ஐ ஹாவ் சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்த கனெக்டட், அட்டாச்மெண்ட் அண்ட் எவர்ஷன் கம்ஸ் கனெக்டட் விஷயாஸ்க்கு. ஐ லைக் திஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் லைக் திஸ், ஐ டெவலப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் and aversion. Because of that likes and dislikes, I am not going to be affected. Remember that. That is called dhyanam here. That we have to dwell upon. I am not going to be affected by these experiences coming out of the sense object through sense organs into this buddhi. Whatever comes from outside into this buddhi, I, the Atma, am not going to be affected by them. That is the sadhana to vidam. Who says? Shankaracharya says. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.